Today I would like to offer to you the mind that we experience in our meditation, and to tame this mind, because when we meditate, what we see with our own experience, that's what Buddha say, eipasiko opanayiko pachitam virida po vinyohi. Come, you know, have a look, verify it with your own experience, not other people's experience. So when we have our own experience in meditation, what we find is that this mind is so restless. And mind you, we are trying to control this mind. We are trying to train this mind, and we're saying, stay here on this concentration point, breathing in, breathing out. But we cannot do it. Sometimes the minds automatically wander off and talking inside and this and that going on. So this is our own experience. We're not finding the fault of the mind. We're not guilty of it. But to find out how the mind is, and then what the mind is, that's our own experience. I would go in the street and say, you know, your mind is not stable, your mind is restless. People will say, I'm a pretty cool and collected, rational, you know, controlled person. Okay, let's sit and meditate. Then you start seeing the mind that we think we control, we are not. The mind is going here, the mind is going there, totally restless, isn't it? So, because of that nature of this mind, restless nature of this mind, it goes into the trap very easily, isn't it? What happens is, being a human being, we have emotions, feelings, isn't it? Then the restless mind encounter some words that is quite rough, harsh and rude, some actions that is not to our likings, and the mind act and react suddenly, you know, like putting petrol into the bushfire. Whoom, it comes up, you know, the mind got frustrated, angry, disappointed. The restless mind, which is not controlled, is subject to all these things. Only you have to push that little button that make us jump. We jump, oh, so angry and so involved. So, fueled by emotions and feelings, the mind can become very wild. So this is, again, our experience.